As the province looks to increase capacity at long-term care homes, officials at the Elliott Community, TEC, are hoping to see an increase in the number of beds it's funded for. Preparations are underway to apply for 29 new beds at the city's designated long-term care home, with plans to accommodate them through renovations rather than expansion. The opportunity to apply for increased beds was far too important to miss, and despite the challenges presented, it aligned with the board's strategic direction, states a report going to council on Monday, which notes a full analysis of expanding the number of LTC beds was to begin in early 2022, but then this opportunity arose. There is an immediate need for more LTC beds in Guelph. Currently, TEC has over 699 people on our waitlist who have chosen the Elliott as their home of choice. The provincial government recently announced plans to increase the number of LTC beds by 30,000 over the next 10 years, with a December 31st deadline for funding applications. We need to build new homes and upgrade older ones so our seniors have a place where they can live in comfort and with dignity, said Rod Phillips, Minister of Long-Term Care, in a news release. Officially, the city holds the license for the Elliott's existing 85 Lieutenant Colonel beds. On Monday evening, City Council will be asked to lend its support to the application for more beds. That support, if granted, will be non-binding unless the application is approved. If the application is approved, it is expected that the provincial government will provide the majority of the required funding. However, at this time, it is very difficult to estimate the exact amount, the report explains. Clarity will be obtained following the initial approval and funding details can then be resolved. The Elliott receives annual LTC operating and special capital funding from the city. The operating budget is forecasted to be into deficit mode, resulting in requests for taxpayer subsidy, by 2026 if additional beds aren't approved. Approved applications are to be announced early next year.